dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tollison family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's cleaning up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-10 West at Cecil Commerce Parkway, a broken down car slowing you down as you exit, and 295 North just after Dunn Avenue, there's another car with engine trouble. Just a few clouds for most of the day, but by afternoon we are expecting thunderstorms. The high today, 93. This evening, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain. Overnight, the low, 76.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice to meet you on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show for the last 7 years, welcome back. And if you just happen to stumble upon the show, well, let me tell you, I've been right here waiting for you. Let me tell you that the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place to go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, I can't believe it. It's that time again. It is that time again where we get to dissect my next Florida Today article with one of my favorite editors from, Tim Walters of Daddy Duty. I have to say one because my other editor is my husband, who checks out my work and kind of dissects it first. And then by the time Tim gets it, it's a little easier for Tim, right? He's giving me the high five, thumbs up. That's what he's giving me, the thumbs up. And so now today we're going to dissect my next column. And of course, there's going to be an acronym because there's always an acronym. And what we're going to focus on is how to build and maintain lifetime friendships. Lifetime friendships. Who comes to mind? Who comes to mind when you think of a lifetime friendship? And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Tim Walters of Florida Today and the creator of Daddy Duty is here to do just that. Welcome back, Tim, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you, Lillian. Love being here.
I know. And so for those of you who this is the first time that you've stumbled upon, go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Tim has been on the show for the last 2 years, monthly, as he called me one time on his television show, I am his monthly visitor. And when you're a woman, that takes on a totally different connotation.
Yeah, guys don't think of things.
Yeah,
like
we don't think of that way. But he comes on the show every month and we dissect the article. And this time, Tim, we are dissecting the article on friendship. So welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, and love to hear what you thought when you pulled the article out of your computer.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lillian. So, you know, obviously I always go to the headline first to see what I'm getting into. So, you know, nurturing and maintaining lifetime friendships. And so the very first line of your column, of course, makes me think, which, you know, I don't want to think so early in the day, but I did last Friday as I read this. So have you ever had a friendship that you thought would last forever? And so you immediately start to think back, you know, to maybe your grade school days, high school days, things like that. And so I started to think, you know, are there people who I thought would have been friends forever? And, you know, some, believe it or not, I have friendships that have lasted that long, and some, you know, obviously have faded away. Yeah. And so, you know, and then you start thinking, you know, why was I able to keep in touch with these people and not those people? And where has my life taken me? So, you know, it went from a simple, you know, have you ever had a friendship that you thought would last forever, to all of these thoughts of who it is and why it is and what's lasted and what hasn't. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot there just in our first sentence.
Isn't it great, though, to kind of like sit with your thoughts and sit with, huh, I never thought of that. I haven't thought of this person in years. And the memories that it brings and the energy that it brings back to you, we can almost, and I was thinking about this yesterday after our conversation, I thought it could almost transform you to that time and place, like the movie Somewhere in Time. You're too young for that movie with Christopher Reeves and that medicine woman. I don't know what her name, Jane Seymour. Somewhere in time where you could just transform yourself back to that area where you could be silly and giddy and just a little quirky because you're still trying to figure out who you are. And these friends kind of bring that, those memories. When you sat there, who was the first person you thought of?
Well, I actually thought of a friend of mine named Rob, who very coincidentally I was supposed to be having dinner with. I hadn't seen him probably now in about 6 months, but he's somebody I've known since I'm about 6 years old. You know, even when he went away to Boston and I went away to Gainesville for college, you know, we always stayed in touch. When we went home, we'd make a point to meet up. And then, you know, we both ended up back here in Brevard County in 2003 and, you know, tried, you know, making it so you see him once a month, twice a month. And yeah. Then, of course, you know, I got married, had a kid and all of this. But we've been able to really kind of make that stick it through. And, you know, as I was telling you before the show, I just realized yesterday was his birthday and I forgot to send him a happy birthday text. So I just sent him a belated happy birthday. But anyhow, it's just cool that I've been able to know somebody my entire life. And, you know, we've always made that effort to try and link up, which just, I mean, he's more of a brother to me at this point in life than he is a friend. So, yeah. You know, it's just an awesome thing.
Absolutely. And so today, my listening and viewing friends, we're going to dive deep into how do you maintain and cultivate these relationships, especially if you haven't spoken to them in a long time. And I have a story that I share, and you can find this article at whenyouneedafriend.com on the About Lillian section. And we're going to continue our conversation with Tim Walters when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Tim!
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. This is Tim Walters, an editor at Florida Today, and we are dissecting Lillian's monthly article. Missed my cue there, so that's all right. However, you know, this month we had just started talking about your article, Lillian, the title being Nurturing and Maintaining Lifetime Friendships. Yeah. And so we really only got through the first sentence in the first segment.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have to move a little bit quicker. We're going to need a 6-hour radio show, which we could do.
Yeah, because the acronym this time is friendships. And so last month when we did our show and we did solution, I am the solution, and we did the acronym for that. We did it really quickly, or maybe it was the month after that. I don't know, the month before that, but go ahead. So what are some of the, off the air, we're having a conversation about, are you the person that keeps in contact with everybody, or do you wait for someone to reach out to you? And you're like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. And I, you know, the thought that I shared was, I guess the people that I reach out to and who reach back out to me, those are the people that are the constant friends in my life. And the other people, maybe that's a little bit why you drift away and you gravitate toward the people that you talk to more. And so, you know, I've got several friends like that who, you know, it's never been a one-way thing. It's always been, you know, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while, and they'll reach out, or I'll reach out, and you'll be like, you know, geez, you're right. So, you know, it's those people that you make a point of sticking with, I guess, that are the ones that, you know, are your, I guess you'd call them forever friends.
Yeah, the forever, the lifetime friends, because there is an expression that says that there are friends that come to you for a season, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. So this article is dedicated to our lifetime friends. These are the friends where they've been through, you know, thick and thin with you. They've been through tears and joy and traumas and all the good, the bad, and the ugly of your life. And they're there right by your side. And if you need, you know, it's wonderful to love yourself and to have that self-esteem. But when you have a friend that shares that with you, that calls to just encourage you and motivate you, that's like the magic potion there. And for those of you who didn't know, August 5th is Friendship Day. August 5th is Friendship Day. So I thought, let's turn friendship. Let's, of course, we're doing a contest on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show where the one, you know, I have this expression that says, the one who loves the most wins. Love is a competition. The one who loves the most wins. That's my meme. I've created that many, many years ago. And when someone says, I love you, I always say, I love you more. And so it's a competition. You know, love is a competition. Whoever loves the most wins. And so this is what I wanted to do for the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. For the entire month of August, we're going to run a contest. And the contest is, you email me all your friends that you have asked if you could subscribe to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show website at whenyouneedafriend.com. And these people, they need to give approval. So once they're entered into the system or whenyouneedafriend.com, they need to confirm that they are, they were the ones that wanted to register onto the website. The one who sends me the most confirmed, the one person that confirms the most friends will receive 3 coaching sessions with me. And there's other things. They need to go onto my Facebook page and to my website to learn a little bit more about this contest. But I want to encourage for all of us to think, who are these friends? And these are the friends like you were talking about, grade school. We're not talking about the friend that you happen to have a quick relationship with, or the dysfunctional friend who is very toxic that you got something out of when you were younger and maybe they got you into a lot of trouble or you allowed them to get you into a lot of trouble. And these are the ones that constantly are dealing with drama and trauma in the life. And it's self-induced trauma is what I'm saying. It's not. So I wanted to get people to start thinking about who are their friends and what is a friend? What does friendship mean to you, Tim Walters, as you are contemplating on friendships?
Well, I know that you put the definition of friend in your column, which I found interesting, you know, the Merriam-Webster definition. It's one of those things that you never really think of sitting down and defining because you just kind of feel like you know what a friend is. But I mean, again, as I said earlier, I think the people I consider friends are the ones who reach out to me and I reach out to who, if I ever needed anything, you know, at the drop of a hat, they'd be there to help me and vice versa. You know, I was talking about my friend Chris a little bit ago and, you know, I'm his son's godfather and he was in my wedding and I was in his wedding. And, you know, you've got people like that that you know your entire life. And those are the people that, you know, you continue to stay in touch with. So to me, a friend is that person that, you know, basically you do anything for and they do anything for you. You know, they're more like family, you know, and that's really what they become. They become like the, you know, for guys, it's a band of brothers, you know, maybe for women, it's a band of sisters or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've got, you know, I have one real brother, but I have about 6 brothers that I could call on for anything I ever needed.
Yeah. I call those my sister friends or my brother friends or, you know, because they're like family, but they don't share your DNA, or maybe they do. You just don't know. But, and so here's the thing, that the question that you asked at the beginning of the show, which is, you know, if you ever had a friend that you thought would never end, that friendship, and where are they now? And I'm sure that even though you have mentioned 2 friends, I'm sure that there's even more friends that have just faded into the background that you have not kept in touch with, or they have not kept in touch with you. But at one point in your life, you thought that those were friendships that would last. And if you go through, okay, what happened? What happened to this friendship? Is there a pattern? And is it me who ended the friendship? Or is it them who all of a sudden stopped talking to you? You know, what is it about it? It's just like you taking out your soul shovel. Has that ever happened to you, Tim, where you thought, you know, I'm either going to end this friendship or the friendship kind of fizzles out just as fast as it started? Has that ever happened to you?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if it was one that I wanted to end or let fizzle out, but I can think of a couple of my friends from college. And it seems to me like, you know, the friends you make when you're younger, you know, and when you're kids, you're meeting people for the first time, you know, you have similar interests, but then you grow up, you go away, you meet people in college, and they might seem like the right fit for you for 4 or 5 years while you're in school. And then you might even keep in touch with them for a couple of years out of school. At least this was my case. And then they just kind of fade away. But then, you know, through the magic of things like Facebook, you meet them again, you friend them, you see about their families, and you might even message back and forth, but you're still not making that effort to, you know, hey, I'm going to drive an hour away to see you and have dinner with you and your family. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's really kind of a different, you know, it's a different situation, I guess. And so, you know, I guess that's, you know, one of my college roommates, he was a great friend of mine and I would love to, you know, still see him, and he only lived about an hour away, but you just, It's one of those things where we drifted apart and I don't even know what I talk with them about anymore.
But yeah, but that's the great thing about it. You know, why wouldn't you have something in common, you know, get together and create a date. And that's what I want to encourage through this article is to go back and, you know, and this isn't kind of what you're talking about, but I just recently reached out to a friend that I have been she's been a dear friend of mine for 34 years, but through busyness and children and all the, you know, sports and the different things that are happening in life, we kind of like, it's the kind of friend that you don't speak to for a year, but then they call you and it's like right there, you're connected, boom. It's as if that distance and time never happened. But it had been 2 years for us other than Facebook and text and maybe a quick whatever, but we had not connected. And I felt that there was something that was going on. So I reached out, I texted her, and we scheduled a slumber party for her to come over to our house. And it was the first time that she had come over to a house. It's a 34-year friendship. I met her in my second year of college, and she came over, and it was 3 months. We, you know, we scheduled it 3 months in advance because that's how busy we are. But when that day came, it was like Christmas morning. And I was so excited to see her because, you know, a point in the article that I'm trying to make is that it's really easy to get new friends and just have that really, you know, exciting and they're near you so you can focus on them because it's real convenient. But it's those friends that move away, those friends that you don't get to see all the time, those are the ones we have to make the biggest effort on. That's why I did this article. And when she arrived, and my husband was so good about this, I told him, I said, this is such a special reunion for me. Would you allow us to be able to focus on each other and not so much, you know? And he was our cabana boy. He was I call him our Ruber because his name is Robert and he chauffeured us everywhere. So he's our Ruber and he was our cleaning person and he did everything so that I could focus on my friendship. When we had a 24-hour date is what we had. And we went to the beach and we sat there for hours and we talked about the past, the present, the future, and we just connected as if we were right there again and time had not passed. And so when your friend, was it Rob that you said that he called you and you saw him after 6 months, did you feel that giddiness from school? Did you feel those feelings again?
Oh yeah. We had kind of a goofy moment where, we just moved into a new house last month and he hadn't obviously seen the new house. And so we come up here and I'm showing him around and I have the room that I'm sitting in here is my office at home. And I have this closet, you know, right now filled with clutter. And he asked, you know, if I still had my Super Nintendo. And I was like, yeah, it's in this box right here. And he said, does it still work? And I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure it works. So I have an old TV where you can hook the connectors into, because remember, HDMI doesn't accept Super Nintendo. So I'm pulling boxes out and we're setting a TV up on these boxes. And we hook the Super Nintendo up and sure as anything, it turns on and we start playing NBA Jam. And I mean, I was in 1992. And you know, how long ago is that? 26 years. It was just incredible. We were like, we were 14 again and we were just laughing and being stupid. And you know, we did that for about an hour and a half and then realized, huh, we were hungry and we went and ate. But it was just, you know, it was kind of like a spontaneous, just like, and just kind of like your husband, my wife stayed downstairs. She kept Isabella away from us, our little daughter. Yeah. And you know, me and Rob just stayed up here and we just had a ball. It was awesome.
It was a man cave that your office turned into a man cave. But isn't that nice that we have that support from our spouses or significant other, depending on your situation. And you say, you know, this is so important. Would you just be supportive, my supporting cast during this weekend and ask for what you need. So if you don't want the other person to be there all the time, ask for what you need. But he ended up taking us out to dancing and he ended up being a major part of our fun too. But we also had that quiet time, that one-on-one time where you get to build a stronger relationship, mend anything that needs mending, cry if you need to cry about things that you weren't there for, and just rejoice in the friendship. Do you, my listening friend, have a friend like that? Text me the name of that friend of yours that is bringing back this memory. 407-373-5959. That's 407-373. Let me know who that friend is for you. And we're going to continue our conversation with Tim Walters when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Thousands of ballots still to be counted. In Michigan, Republican gubernatorial candidate Bill Schuette won his race. He'll face off against Democrat Gretchen Whitmer. The Kansas governor's primary, too close to call. In Missouri, voters have rejected a right-to-work law. Two Camden, New Jersey police officers are expected to be all right after being shot while they were sitting in their car at a red light. The gunman remains at large. Lower temperatures helping firefighters to gain some ground on California's huge Mendocino Complex wildfire. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 24 points, NASDAQ futures off 17. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 North, just after Dunn Avenue, there's a broken down car. In St. Johns County, 95 South at mile marker 315, there's been a wreck. And at 95 North, just before Bay Meadows Road, look out for a crash on the right causing a lot of backup. Just a few clouds for most of the day, but by afternoon we are expecting thunderstorms. The high today, 93. This evening, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain. Overnight, the low, 76.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you want to know the most important thing about a diamond's beauty, the answer would be the way it's cut. There's a trade-off between a diamond cut for maximum beauty and one cut for maximum weight, and it's seen in the price. You see, diamond cutters buy rough diamonds based on weight, so all the diamond weight that's cut away can affect their profit. But because there are known cutting parameters for the ideal or most beautiful diamond, deviations from these will yield a heavier and less beautiful diamond. Unfortunately, customers can't detect cutting imperfections without expert help. And in fact, diamonds of the same weight, color, and clarity can vary in value by as much as 50% or more just because of the way it's cut. At Underwoods, we look at how a diamond is cut first, and we have the computerized gemological equipment to determine the quality of the cut and the light performance of the diamond to see if the diamond should carry the Underwood name. So if quality counts with you, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, A.J. Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof, so I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof, and after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be, no leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC, Roofing with Integrity, at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. This is Tim Walters, an editor at Florida Today newspaper and at floridatoday.com. And Lillian writes an article that is in our health section once a month. It comes out the second Thursday of every month, so it will be in print tomorrow, and it's already online at floridatoday.com/health. And you can also find all of the articles Lillian writes at whenyouneedafriend.com. So we have been talking today about her article about lifetime friendships and how friendships, some endure, how some don't, what makes them more important. We've talked about some examples. Well, it brings us to the one thing. No, I shouldn't say the one thing. It brings us to something that Lillian is very good at, and that is acronyms. So this month, she has taken the word friendship, which is many letters, and broken that down. So Lillian, let's dive right in because we have a lot of letters to tackle.
Let's see if we can do it before the segment is over. Okay, so the F is for focus, and focus is on what you want. The last thing you want to do when you're trying to mend a relationship and or to reconnect with someone that you haven't spoken to in a while is call them up and say, hey, where have you been? Why haven't you called me? What you've been doing? What have blah, 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 blah. And there's the Spanish Inquisition that goes on. Basically, what you want to do is you want to focus on the relationship you want. And so focus on that relationship that you want. Don't dwell with what's wrong. And just, you know, focus and say, hey, I would love to. I was thinking about you. How have you been? And start from there. What's going on in your life? Would you like to let's reminisce type of thing, which is the next one.
All right. Which is remember the moments that brought connection and joy. And, you know, I'm sure that I have examples in my life of people who the friendship just kind of drifted apart. It wasn't, you know, because we didn't like each other or something mm-hmm. went wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'd be willing to bet that they're those same people. Like if I ran into them, it would be like there was no gap in time. So I think mm-hmm. you kind of pick up where you left off. So, you know, it's cool that to be able to think that there are people like that, that you could reach out to and hopefully it would work out that way.
Yeah. And when you call and you focus on when you're calling these people and we're reaching out to these people, remember those moments. I mean, when my friend came over, we laughed so hard at some of the things that we would do or say, some of the music that we were listening to, some of the hairstyles. I mean, think back and, you know, and just say to them as you remember and recall and you laugh is, you know, I miss you. I miss you. I'm calling you because I miss you. I want to be a part of your life. And so initiating that call, which is the I for, you know, focus, remember, initiate, initiate that communication and say, you know, I really miss you. Focus on these friends when you're writing this list and of these people that, man, I wonder where they're doing now. What are they do? And Facebook can be so impersonal that you just see the outside, the exterior of the person. You really can't tell if there's anything going on the inside with that individual. And so that was the third one was initiate communication and say hello.
All right. E being encourage growth, adventure, and share how much you believe in them.
That's right. You got to be that encouraging voice as well. You know, it's not just about taking, it's about giving as well. And there's a fine line between just, you know, calling someone just to tell them about all your life or calling someone to just ask how they're doing. But there's a fine line between that give and take that makes the perfect friendship.
All right. And then the N being nurture the relationship while holding it in high regard. And, you know, I think if you want friendships to last, you have to, you know, put the same type of respect into them that you want to get out. So absolutely. I think that's how that works. And D, you pull out a $10 term here, discern. If your unrealistic expectations led to disappointment in your friend.
Yes, absolutely. So as you're looking at this way to kind of rebuild your friendship as the acronym being the kind of the steps to take, there are times where a friendship ends because you have an expectation of that friend and they didn't meet your expectation. And it wasn't that they did anything wrong. They just didn't meet your expectation. Is that expectation unrealistic? Is it unfair to your friend to have a hoop to jump through that they weren't aware of, that there was something that they needed to do? And so that could really end a relationship too. So look at and discern whether or not that relationship ended because of your unrealistic expectation, or if it was that, or something else. So that was very important for us to discern. If it's an unrealistic expectation, then that's on me. That's on me, not on them.
All right, moving along in friendship, we now have the friend down. So with the S is support. Ask, how can I support you through growth, change, etc., things like that. Yeah. And, you know, I can remember an example of a friend of mine who he came back from college, ended up not using the degree he had. And, you know, he was looking for things in life. And I remember encouraging him to go into the field that he ultimately chose. And, you know, I can remember him calling me and telling me when tests were coming and this and that. And, you know, he ended up completely changing his life. So it's, through that type of support, that means a lot to people. And I think that, you know, ultimately, you know, it's a huge building block for a good friendship.
Yeah. And support is really truly listening, you know, listening between the breath and understanding that perhaps, you know, they're at a critical point in their life. Maybe that's why they haven't been reaching out. Maybe they're going through tragedy or something that they're not willing to put on to maybe a financial crisis, or maybe they're dealing with a setback, and maybe that's why they step back. And so it's important to listen with compassion and be supportive, because there's a lot of people who can tell you, who will tell you, you can't do something, that they don't believe in you. How, you know, it's so nice that you shared it with your friend, you know, that you knew that they would, you know, you suggested something for them and it turned out to be a great career path for them. So that support and encouraging people to grow, because I believe that friends that grow together stay together and then they thrive together. So support is very important, and asking how we can be supportive of them is crucial too.
All right. And H is for humor. And I think that, you know, if you have a friendship where you and your friend don't sit around and laugh, it's probably a very odd friendship.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's what friends do. That's what you and I are doing. We're sitting here having a little fun on the radio. And every now and again, we're silly and have fun. So, that's, you know, right. Friendship should be joyous. They should be things that, you know, they should be fun. So, you know, I think that one's maybe the most given of all the letters here.
So, you know, when you are together and you're laughing, and I remember when my friend came over and we did all those things. We laughed, we giggled, we were silly, we danced, we celebrated, we were joyful, and we rode bikes. We did so many different things together. And that short period of time that we were together was so wonderful to reconnect with one another. And yes, I know that it sometimes can be difficult, especially in the moment, whatever moment that they're going through. But even in the solemn moments, because we had been together through deaths as well, I remember, you know, even having a conversation about that when we came together this time, and how respectful I was of her. She helped put her mother's makeup on when her mother passed away, and did her hair, because she moved up there to be with her mother for 3 months to get her ready to transition. And, you know, little things like that, that sometimes you don't want to add humor, but you can, you know, years have passed. You can talk about that moment where, you know, she wanted me to sing at her mother's funeral and I had laryngitis and I sounded like a frog. But you know what? When I opened my mouth, and we were talking about this, when I opened my mouth to sing, it was as if there was nothing there. And it's, you know, those are the moments that you remember and you reflect upon, and they just become, you know, more of the glue that holds your friendship together.
Yeah. And just to be clear, I think guys laugh. They don't giggle.
That's good. That's good.
So, all right, yeah. So the P is for priority. I skipped the A and the I. I'm sorry. The I in friendship is introduce your lifetime friends to your new friends and build your tribe.
Yes, that is so good. You know, when I turned 40, my girlfriends threw me a slumber party. And it was so cool because they had not really met each other, but we came together for my birthday. I had never been given a slumber party. My parents would never allow it. And at 40, I had my first slumber party. And it's interesting how my friends became friends at that moment. And so it's always helpful when you do have a friend and you include them to your older friends. And we have one more before we go on the break.
It is the P, priority. I get it. We are all busy. Create time for the future and protect it. And, you know, this is one thing I always thought when I was a kid, you know, oh, you know, these are my friends. These are the guys you keep in touch with them, you know, and then someday when the kids are gone and go to college, then it's almost like going back to the high school days. So it's like, you know, and I hope that that's how it will be, because a lot of my friends, you know, that we have kind of gone that way, but our families keep in touch, you know, every now and again. But so it is a priority to stay in touch, but you also have that hope that someday, you know, when you get your freedoms back, which it seems like you're free up until 18 and then not until you're about 65.
Yeah.
You hope that you're healthy enough and they're all still around so you can kind of rekindle those days.
And you know what, Tim, as much as we think that that's the transition and the actual conversion in life, which is that, you know, once the kids are gone, but, you know, things do happen. People do die. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all we have is now. Make these friendships a priority, and so that you will share these moments. And we're going to continue our conversation with Tim Walters of Florida Today when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a 5-time cancer survivor powered by my 6th pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at getyourlifebacknow.live. 2 days. 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal health care.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott. And of course, my co-host and my Swiss Army knife of editors is Tim Walters of Florida Today. We're talking about my latest article called Nurturing and Maintaining Lifetime Friendships. Is there a name swimming through your brain right now or landed in your heart that a person that you have not spoken to in a while that you thought would be there forever? Maybe you're the one that has neglected the friendship. Maybe they're the ones that hasn't returned your calls. Either way, call them today. Call them and say, I've missed you. And you know what? Whatever happened in the past, as long as it's not, toxic, as long you can love people from afar. You don't have to be angry with them or anything to that, wish them harm or anything to that effect. But if it's someone that you could say, you know what? My life was richer with them in my life. Write that name down today. Declare them today before the sun sets today. Reach out to them and let them know you miss them. Let them know either via call, which is always the preferred way to reconnect with somebody. But if you know that they're, if you call and they don't answer, send a text. Reach out to them on Facebook or Instagram. And by the way, while you're in Facebook and Instagram, go to my social media. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com and you can click on all my social media. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. And remember, we're doing this contest for the month of August and we're going to pick a winner. So the first thing that you have to do is send an email of all these friends that you've asked to subscribe on to whenyouneedafriend.com. And when you do that, I will get them subscribed. An email will go to your friend and they need to confirm that email. So it might be in their junk mail. It might be in their bulk or their spam, but let them know that unless they confirm it, they're not registered. So make sure. And then the one at the end of the month and on September 1st, we're going to pick the winner. So you have a whole month to do this, but do it right away. And the person who subscribes the most friends, because it's about being a friend. You listen to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show and you receive information. We give information. We empower. We do whatever it takes to live the life of our dreams. You receive that. This is the time where I am asking to receive. I need this help from you. If the show is going to grow, I need this help from you. So on September 1st, whoever sends me the most friends to subscribe to my website and subscribe to one of my social medias, you will win 3 coaching sessions from me. These are 3 free coaching sessions, a value of $375. So go there. And while you're there at whenyouneedafriend.com, check out my sponsors. Make sure you promote them or support them the way they're supporting the show. Today we have Tim Walters of Florida Today. Tim, is there anything, as we're talking about friendship, is there anything you'd like to add?
You know, I was thinking we kind of glazed over earlier, like toxic friendships. And, you know, there are some people that you know from a time that you're young and they were kind of always the troublesome friend as it was. But, you know, they were still the friend nonetheless, a loyal friend, but, you know, they just kind of were a little bit more troublesome than the other people. Well, anyhow, you kind of grow up and that friend, of course, is always around your group of friends because they're not the person who's going to go away and, you know, sure, do something exotic. You know, they're kind of, you know, here. And then, you know, you grow up and you still see them from time to time. And, you know, this person I'm thinking of is still single, of course. So, you know, you try and make time and you'll do something with them, and then you'll be reminded like why they kind of drive you nuts. And, you know, you hope that things will be different, and then they're generally not. So, you know, then.
So what do you do? Do you tell them this is the reason I stay away from you? Do you tell them, lovingly tell them, I really love you, I really want to be your friend, but when you do this, it really pushes me away. Do you do that?
You know, I certainly didn't put it in those terms, but he and I actually had it out earlier this year. Last year we had set up to do something. He got a little too intoxicated completely, ended up ruining the entire night. And then, the following year he wanted to go, we went down to Miami for a baseball game. And so, he wanted to go down there and do that again this year. And I was just like, you know, absolutely not. I never want to do that again with you. And, you know, I explained what happened and then he got very defensive, and then we kind of had it out. But then a while later, we both ended up apologizing. He's since actually, and he's gone through AA quite a bit. So he's actually been dry. He hasn't been drinking for quite some time now.
That's awesome.
And then we went out, him and a couple of other friends, to dinner about a month ago. And, you know, when he's sober, he's such an enjoyable person, you know, and unfortunately there are substances and things like that that do drive wedges in friendships. But, also,
isn't that a great story?
Yeah. So, and that comes into encouraging because, you know, like I said, he's always been our friend. He's always been somebody who's, you know, been kind of the troublemaker of the group. Yet at the same time, you don't want to see your friend, you know, sink in life, and you do whatever you can to kind of save that. So, I let it build up to the point where I probably exploded maybe a little bit too much, but, you know, it got it out there on the table. He actually
got his attention, huh? You got his attention.
Yeah. And a few of our other friends did too, because a few people, you know, jumped into my defense and they were like, you know, you can't say that because this is what you did. And, I don't want to get into the details, but it was horrible.
Sure. No need for that. But here's the thing. What you did could potentially save his life. Sometimes we have to tell the truth just the way it is, no sugarcoating whatsoever, to get the attention of your friend that you love. They may be toxic for themselves, but you didn't give up on them. Because, and I did a show the other day where I did some quotes. There were some quotes that I had. And one of them was, don't ever give up on anyone. Miracles happen all the time. And that just like spoke to my heart. There are times we want to give up on people, but you know, we can love them from afar. If they are toxic, you can tell them, as long as you're doing this, I'm going to love you from afar. And that's a good friend. A good friend is the one that speaks up and says, hey, this is what's happening. And I love you enough to tell you, and I love you enough. I care more about you than I do about the relationship. And if it's going to blow up the relationship, that's fine too. But I care about you, and I'm going to share with you my truth about how I perceive you. Now, they have a choice. They can choose to accept it or they can choose to reject it. And at that point, it puts you in a situation where you can decide, I will love them from afar. But here's the thing. This is what really bothers me. It's the petty little differences that, you know, whether someone is a Democrat or someone is a Republican or whether someone is born again Christian or someone is an atheist or someone, you know, it's like those tiny little differences that, yes, are big. But when you keep showing up with what you have in common, you probably have more in common, maybe 95%. And we end up focusing on the difference that ends up blowing up the relationship. Have you ever experienced something like that?
Well, that's why you don't talk about religion or politics with people.
That's right.
I can actually remember one time where I was out with a friend, and again, he's still a friend of mine to this day, but this was probably a good 15 years ago. We're out at a pool hall, and he and I are just playing pool, and this was during the Bush era of presidency, and me being a little bit more conservative and him certainly not being anywhere near conservative, we got into a discussion about politics. And, you know, anytime you get into a discussion of politics, one person gets louder, another person gets louder. And then it was hilarious. I remember the bartender coming out from behind the bar, and he just said, I'm going to need you guys to stop talking about that and keep it down, please.
But you know what?
He was so nice about it.
Yeah, if we could just stop doing that and say, okay, that's their opinion. That's their opinion. You can't change somebody's opinion. You can share your opinion and they can share their opinion, but trying to change the opinion only if the person is open to learn and grow and change. And that could totally blow up a relationship. And Tim Walters, we're at the end of our show. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show and helping me dissect the article once again.
As always, thank you, Lillian. And remember, check out everything at floridatoday.com/health and read Lillian's article.
Thank you. And for those of you who are listening today, who is it that you need to call? Who do you need to declare? I hope that you will act upon this declaration. This is Lauren McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking